The problem with antibiotic resistance is that it neutralizes the best weapon doctors have to fight infections. Rochester Regional Health epidemiologist Emil Lesho says when antibiotics don't work, the diseases often win. The CDC now says everyone is at risk from antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Lesho says they're right.
It's not an exaggeration. I don't think they're exaggerating it at all.
At the University of Rochester Medical Center, infectious disease researcher Renoir Dumyati says widespread antibiotic resistance is not a theoretical prediction of the future.
We're already there. We're already there.
The doctors say that many of the procedures we've come to expect from modern medicine, C-section births, organ transplants, kidney dialysis, are all possible because of antibiotics. And if antibiotics don't work reliably, those operations can't happen. Strong Memorial Hospital epidemiologist Paul Grayman says a big part of reversing that trend has to start in hospitals. He says doctors need to be prescribing fewer antibiotics.
It's really a constant process of education of physicians and nurses. So it's an ongoing process.
Grayman says the fewer antibiotics doctors prescribe, the less chance bacteria have to become resistant to them. The doctors say other steps need to happen outside of hospitals. Lesho says people should get vaccinated because that reduces the spread of diseases and therefore reduces the antibiotics needed to treat them. Dumyati says antibiotics are also used to grow livestock faster. She says that pumps more of the drugs into the environment and accelerates the development of superbugs. A decade ago, Congresswoman Louise Slaughter sponsored a bill to phase out antibiotics in animals raised for food production. The bill died in committee. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.